In rich countries, there's been a lot of attention, both in policy discussions and also in research, concerning the gender pay gap. It is specifically, women earn less than men for the same work provided. In poor countries, though, most people working outside of agriculture are actually self-employed. So what we see is female-owned firms earning less than male-owned firms. We see a gender profit gap. Most of the previous work has looked within the firm, thinking about things that might affect a firm's profits, like access to capital, access to workers. What we're doing is we're actually looking outside of the firm and we're thinking about access to customers or availability of customers for firms and how that might impact their profits. We conducted a firm census of every single garment-making firm owner in Hohoe, Ghana, which is the typical mid-sized district capital in Ghana's Volta region. From our census, we see that there are more female-owned garment-making firms in Hohoe than there are male-owned garment-making firms. And we connect this with data that we collected through a market research survey in which we see that women and men in Hohoe are ordering approximately the same amount of garments, that women tend to buy from women and men tend to buy from men. What that translates into is fewer customers per female-owned garment-making firm. This leads us to think that it's possible that there could be a demand story going on here, which is consistent with self-reports from women. Women are most likely to report that access to customers is their main barrier, while men are more likely to support the things that are typically studied in this literature, like access to capital, infrastructure reliability, access to workers. And so what we did was we wanted to kind of experimentally verify this. So we went into Hohoe and we did a demand shock. We ordered between 0 and 10 garments randomly from every firm owner in our sample. So some got 0, some got 1, some got 4, some got 10. And what we see experimentally is that women absorb this shock. So women, you give them 10 garments, they absorb these 10 garments, it's business as usual, they make all their orders for other customers. For men, we see a large displacement effect. So for men, if you shock them with 4 garments, they make 4 fewer garments for other customers. These findings are consistent with a story where male-owned firms are operating at their limits, that they were not able to absorb our excess demand, while female-owned firms are not consistently operating at their limits because they were able to absorb our demand without displacing any other orders. What this means is that policies or programs focused on either reducing the crowding in female-dominated industries by providing alternative paths to employment for women, or increasing the customer base of female-dominated industries with the existing pool of firm owners might see large impacts on reducing the gender profit gap and improving welfare for women in developing countries.